As the physical stimulus continues to have its impact on the nation's state and local governments, federal officials are continuing to prepare for the debut of a new online tool to help citizens track all that spending. Federal News Radio's Max Kack has been monitoring a Senate committee hearing on the stimulus. It's happened today, and he joins us right here, right now, live with a preview of his story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Chris and Amy, would you believe that this is the fifth in a series of hearings conducted since the beginning of this year by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee regarding oversight of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, better known as the stimulus bill? Well, as Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman said today, in light of the continuing mixed reviews on the economy, he wanted to explore some possibilities.
We're going to take a status check on what's been done so far. And ask about the capabilities of all levels of government, the performance of all levels of government in administering Recovery Act programs as the pace of spending naturally will pick up. We've known all along that we would spend more in fiscal year 2010 than in fiscal year 2009, and of course we'll ask whether we can increase the pace of that spending even more. Personally, I believe that much has been accomplished since the Recovery Act was passed as a result of the Recovery Act.
Providing much of the testimony at this Senate hearing on efforts to track the stimulus, Earl Devaney, currently on leave from his day job as Inspector General at the Interior Department, today serving as chair of the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. He first offered a status report on one of his top priorities, the website recovery.gov.
I'm pleased to report that the redesign of recovery.gov has been completed, and its companion data collection website, federalreporting.gov, has been created, performance tested, and open for registration. As mentioned earlier, more than 19,000 recipients as of last night have registered since the site was launched on August 17th. However, we are actively encouraging recipients to register prior to October 1st, which is when the system will first be open for reporting purposes. The fully enhanced version of recovery.gov is scheduled for release prior to October 10th. Will provide visitors with a visually pleasing, user-friendly, and highly interactive website. For instance, it will have a mapping capacity that will allow visitors to search for spending all the way down to their own zip codes or their own congressional districts, for that matter. The redesigned recovery.gov is currently undergoing user testing by citizen groups and various stakeholders around the country. As you may sense, I'm very hopeful about the new features of recovery.gov 2.0, and the date of the website will display once the reporting begins next month. However, I do not believe that just throwing data up on a website classifies as transparency. Nor am I under the illusion that the first quarter, or even the first several quarters, of reporting will be free of data quality problems. This kind of data reporting represents new territory and brings the potential for new complications. The government has never before required recipients of federal funds to report to this degree.
And interestingly, Devaney sought to clarify something he's been questioned on repeatedly since taking on this position.
The board continues to focus equally on the second mission of accountability and the attendant goal of minimizing fraud and waste. At this point, I would like to expand briefly on my view of waste in the context of the board's mandate. Whenever I say that the board is trying to minimize waste, I am referring to an objective assessment of contracting practices rather than a subjective viewpoint of the nature of a particular expenditure or project. My view is that aside from being mindful of the Recovery Act's flat-out prohibition on funding for aquariums, zoos, and the like, the purpose of the board is not to weigh in on spending choices that come down to an agency's judgment or opinion. Such decisions are the result of political and policy determinations made by multiple layers of watchful individuals. Instead, when the board focuses on waste in the spending of recovery funds, we will be looking principally at the incurring of unnecessary costs due to ineffective practices or internal controls.
So that's Earl Devaney talking very much like an inspector general, because he says here when he's talking about waste and fraud when it comes to the stimulus, he's more concerned with people who aren't tracking their spending properly or bad internal controls in their stimulus spending, and not necessarily the political definition of waste and fraud and abuse.